Nate Smith, Whiskey on You on B105, Northland's number one. Riley Green and Luke Combs, different round here on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have the B105 Buzz this morning, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. Here's what's going on. You know, this broke last week, and I was trying to figure out what the implications of this was, but Amazon has purchased property to put a distribution center here in northern Minnesota in Duluth. Pretty wild, right? And we talked about this, but I was seeing some comments from some people saying that when they've lived near a distribution center, they could be like putting an order in, and then like within a couple hours, you get it at your door because it's already at the distribution center. Wouldn't that be wild? And how dangerous is that for a lot of people at Amazon? I know, boy, I can't imagine all the cardboard we're gonna have at home now. You know what I mean? Crazy. I guess my wife is a big Amazon shopper. But anyway, that's going on, and you can read about that at B105Country.com as we're excited about Duluth getting that. Also want to mention this. There's been a fundraiser started for that Duluth firefighter struck in a hit-and-run incident. That was on Thursday night, and he's had serious injuries. An 88-year-old man has been arrested for the hit-and-run of that, and we have that linked where you can donate in the GoFundMe. It's a long road to recovery here for him. And that's for Ray Skoglund's GoFundMe page. So check that out right now. B105 app right now. So there you go. That's what's going on. And coming up next, we've got some Justin Moore and Luke Combs on the way with B105. Lauren's Country Lowdown. All right, Lauren, let's hear it.
Okay, so this came out Friday, but I don't think it came out in time for you to talk about it.
Okay.
I think it came out like Friday afternoon. But Chris Young, he's been cleared of all charges.
Oh, he has. I didn't even hear that.
So, like, when this story first came out, everybody thought that he was kind of like the jerk, because how it was put out there did make him sound like he was a jerk. It was like, oh, because basically what happened is Monday night he was out on Broadway and TABC agents came and they were doing compliance checks just to make sure everybody had, you know, a real ID or whatever. They ran into him at one bar and then apparently they went to another bar like next, and then Chris followed them and it said like, oh, his speech was slurred and he was provoking the agent and whatnot. Well, then the video of the incident was released and he put his arm out in front of one of them and they like shoved him and he went barreling. It showed that like that was kind of an aggressive situation and it wasn't really his fault from what it looks like. So he was charged and arrested. He was charged with disorderly conduct, assaulting an officer, resisting arrest. And after that video came out, the Nashville district attorney said after reviewing the evidence, all the charges will be dismissed.
What if that agent's going to get in some kind of trouble over that?
Yeah, exactly. And the agent did say, well, I was just trying to create distance. That's why I shoved him. But he went flying. Yeah. And he's like not, Chris Young is not a small dude. Like he's 6 foot whatever. So he was obviously shoved with some force because he went over a chair. But yeah, they just said like after the video was released, it was pretty obvious that it was not really Chris's
fault. I'm glad they dropped the charges.
Yeah, so he hasn't said anything, but his lawyer did issue a statement. Yellowstone, I don't know when that's coming back. I gave up trying to keep track. But Luke Grimes, you know, he released an album, or an EP, I guess, in October. And now a new report says that he will never return to acting and that he may abandon acting altogether and pursue his newfound musical career full-time.
Okay.
Which is interesting. He's going to be at Stagecoach in April. But
have you heard any of his stuff? Is it any good?
I haven't. I think I heard like the one song he put out. I haven't listened to his EP. I don't watch Yellowstone, so I just am not like super interested in it. But he told Taste of Country in December that he said, okay, I've always wanted to do music and acting, but acting panned out first. I have an opportunity now. So he said, I'm clinging on to the opportunity. If the album is the only one that I make, then that is what it is, but I wanted to try.
I'm kind of surprised you don't watch Yellowstone.
Okay, so I was going to because it started to get popular, and then now it's just too much like drama, and it's like I can't keep track. I'll watch the one with Matthew McConaughey though, because
okay,
Matthew McConaughey. Okay, we'll end it there. I have another story.
I got a bucket of cold water over here.
He's cute. Anyways, so I'll save my last story for it was about Nashville the show, but I'll save it for next hour.
Well, we can't wait for that. That'll be fun. Jordan Davis, Tucson, too late on B105. You ever been to Tucson?
I have.
What's it like?
Sure have. It's actually cool. When I went to ASU, my friend was from Tucson, so I went. Really good food. And that's the main thing that I remember. Okay. But it's cool. It is cool.
I was thinking about going to Arizona this winter.
Oh, you should.
Well, I don't really have time.
Yeah. I mean, it is warm there if you want to get, but like, it's not going to be like so warm, you know?
Well, that would, so this would be the time of year to go, right?
Yeah, I guess you don't want to go when it's like scorching, but I mean.
But it's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's not like you don't like lay out in the sun and enjoy it. You know what I mean? It's like an oven, basically. So.
Okay.
But you should go. You need a little break, Ken. You need a little vacation.
Oh, that's so much work to plan one, though.
Yeah, you know? It is.
And then you come back from it, and it's like, oh, it's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
Well, how was your trip? Did you
it was
time?
Good. It was like 85 and sunny. It's
well,
good.
Well, you brought the warm temperatures back with you.
I know. I really wanted to go to SeaWorld, but didn't make it. I know that they might be corrupt or whatever, but I just really wanted to see.
I went to SeaWorld in San Antonio.
Oh, is there one there?
Which doesn't make any sense because there's no ocean in Texas.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
But there's a SeaWorld there.
I was like staying next to SeaWorld and I was like, oh, I just want to go. But it's like $120.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just wanted to go for an hour, see a whale, and then leave.
The SeaWorld that I went to was in Texas was garbage.
That's weird that there's one in Texas.
Yeah.
That doesn't check out.
It didn't.
No.
How do they get the whales there? Killer whales.
That's sad.
There.
Have you ever seen the documentary Blackfish?
Yeah, I saw
it. I haven't
that.
Seen it for like 15 years, but I think about it all the time. And of course, when you're making a documentary, you're going to make it, you know, one-sided.
Dramatic,
but
yeah.
I still think about it all the time. It really
wow.
it was disturbing.
Okay, that was a lot, though.
That was a lot. Anyways, happy. What day is it? Monday. Thank you.
What day is it?
Okay. It's Monday. Thank you.
All right. We're all right. Your weather forecast coming up next on
B105. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren in the morning at the 710 Laugh Off returns.
Mm-hmm. I won last time we did this, which
did
was
you?
Wednesday. So I am going to go ahead and start. Ken, what do you think about the shovel? I think it's a groundbreaking invention.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Good warm-up joke. Or not.
Lauren, had some alone time this weekend. I was actually able to finish 3 books. Believe me, that's a lot of coloring.
That was good. I finished a book this weekend.
Oh, really?
It took me a long time because
what
I
book did you read?
It's dark. I don't want to talk about it.
We got to talk about it now.
I read Patty Wetterling's memoir.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very inspirational. I cried a lot.
I would imagine. That seems like very dark.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really good book, though. So.
Okay. Well, sorry.
That's great. Yeah, you asked. Okay.
Yeah.
Ken, what did the teacher do with the student's report card on cheese? Graded it.
Boy, that joke was a really interesting setup.
I know. It's hard when we have, like, super niche jokes, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes wow. They don't land.
Lauren, I tried donating blood today. Never again. Way too many questions. Whose blood is it? Where'd you get it? Why is it in a bucket?
Okay, dark. I laughed. I chuckled. I didn't see it coming.
I'm kind of worried about the blood supply because, so I donated blood during the pandemic a few times.
Yes.
And then it became kind of inconvenient to go and I haven't gone in a while and I really need to go back, right?
You were passionate about that.
I don't know if I was passionate, but
no,
I was
but like you
trying
were
to do my
trying
part,
to spread
right?
the word, yeah.
They call me every single day now asking for me to come in and it's kind of like, you know, is it really that dire right now? And I guess it must be.
Yeah.
So donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go back. I got to go back.
That's a good PSA. Thank you.
Thanks. 7-Eleven, B105. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. All right, 720. And we got your brain teaser question today. Uh-huh. Your chance to win some Taco John's.
Okay, so 28% of people say this is the worst waste of their time. What is it? It's not scrolling on your phone. It's something you have to actually, like, get out and do.
Fortunately, around here, we don't have this problem.
Unless
really that much.
I leave, like... There's a big difference in the morning. If I leave 2 minutes earlier than usual, this doesn't happen. But if I leave 2 minutes late, I have to do this.
Okay, 28% of people say this is the worst waste of their time. 727-B105.
We don't deal with it as much as other, like, big cities, but...
Oh, yeah, I lived in... When I was in college and lived in the Twin Cities...
Just, see, that's why I just don't think I can ever leave, because I can't go back to that.
I don't want to go back to
no,
that.
That's
no,
that's too much.
Crazy.
No.
Okay, 28% of people say this is the worst waste... of their time. 727-B105. You can win with a breakfast. B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, good morning. Get your brain teaser question. Here we go.
Okay, 28% of people say this is the worst waste of their time. What is it?
Okay. I think it's simple enough. We'll give some clues here.
Mm-hmm.
See what we got. Let's go to the phone.
Hello, B105, what's your guess?
Sitting in traffic.
Yeah. Traffic jam, yeah. Sitting in traffic. We don't really, you don't really run into that too much, do you?
Not really. On a rare occasion when the road construction is happening in Duluth, yes.
Yeah, or like on the Blatnik Bridge now, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, come on.
Or like when you're running late, that's the only time I ever seem to be sitting in traffic.
I run into traffic when I'm running late all the time. Yeah.
Same. I can relate to that. Who's this?
My name is Nola.
Hey, congratulations. Hang on a second. You got some Taco Johns, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
When I went to college, here's a little quick little thing about traffic and not understanding it. Because when I went to college, I stayed in a place called Winfield Townhomes.
Okay.
And that was in Burnsville, right off County Road 42.
So much traffic in that area.
Yeah. And then I went to school in Eagan. So I had to drive, like, it was about 20 miles from, I don't know, Burnsville to Eagan.
Oh, well, you're fancy.
Well, yeah. Well, one time, the college doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
That's a good career move. Anyway, the first time I came home back to the Iron Range from the Twin Cities, I didn't realize how bad the traffic was on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
So to go from Burnsville, by the time I got from Burnsville to, I don't know, Forest Lake, it had been like 2 hours in the car. It took that long.
Yeah, no, like Twin Cities traffic is terrible.
And I don't think it's really gotten any better, has it?
Honestly, I just stick in my parents' little suburb because I hate, nothing is also scarier than driving in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, it's like, pretty crazy.
It's like, I'm too sensitive for it. I'm like, I can't have these people tailing me. I can't have them mad at me.
I'm too sensitive to drive here. I love that. That's, you know, it's funny. But I get what you mean too. It's just, it's really stressful. All right. Well, not here in Duluth. We're doing just fine.
Yeah.
Except for the road construction.
We don't need to go into that.
Yeah, we don't need to.
It's too early.
726, B105, your weather forecast coming up next. Chris Stapleton, Whitehorse, B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, 738. And today, going to be mild, you know, 37, something like that.
Let's round up to 40.
Well, you know, that yesterday was 39. Fun. Yeah. Well, we'll talk to Brandon Weathers about 8:30, about all that stuff going on. So here's a little update. What was it was it a week ago that I put together my Chia Willy? I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
I was just reading. It's not, nothing's happening yet.
I wonder how, I know it takes a while because I, you know, I had my Pennywise one, but I don't.
I just was looking here and it was Chia Pets. And then everywhere I'm seeing, there should be 3 to 5 days it should start sprouting. It's been a week and there's nothing going on with Willie here.
Is it because, well,
I got it under a grow lamp.
Yeah, you do. So that's good. I just wonder.
Is it too cold in here next to the window?
I just wonder if, like, it needs real sunlight? I don't know.
Well, it shouldn't matter. A lot of people grow stuff and using grow lamps for years. And
we don't need to go into details on that.
Well, I'm not saying I have. I mean that it should work. But then I was like reading. So I followed the instructions to a T that came with this Willie Nelson Chia Pet.
Yeah.
But
you've been treating it like a child.
I'm trying.
I truly have.
Probably better. Really.
Like you have been caring for this Chia Pet.
Anybody have any tips? What am I doing wrong?
I know.
I'm filling up with water.
I know it does take time, so I don't think you need to get discouraged yet.
No. I don't know. Just looking at it, I got excited because I saw it. I'm like, I thought, and I got to look. Nothing's happening. Nothing.
Give it time.
No.
Patience, grasshopper.
Yeah, that's something I have an abundant amount of, right? Okay.
You do.
Nice, right? All right. 740 B105 Lawrence Country Lowdown. You're going to get that all ready for us. We have an update on Chris Young in case you missed it last. Lawrence Country Lowdown on B105. Okay.
So, Chris Young, we got to talk about that quick.
Yep.
Last week, there was a whole debacle. Long story short, you probably know by now, he was in Nashville, out in downtown Nashville Monday night. And he was arrested. He was charged with a bunch of stuff. And the story that initially came out was like, he was slurring his words. He was wasted. TABC agents came in to check everybody's IDs and he got aggressive with them and he followed them to the next bar. Now we're learning more. And there was actually video released because he got into it with one of the agents and it kind of looks like it was the agent's fault. So I
don't say he got into it from the video. It looks like the agent kind of started it.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is the original story was like they got into it, but it was definitely the agent who was
the next level
provoking it. So you can see the video. Chris does like put his arm out and this is at the second bar. So the first bar, all was well. Then Chris moved on to the next bar and that was right next door. The agents were there. He put his arm out in front of one of them, which is kind of weird to do. But then the guy just shoves him. He goes flying. Now, the agent said,
table and everything.
Yeah, the agent was like, well, I was creating distance. But
it
it's
sure
like,
did.
Yeah, I mean, he went flying over a chair. So the Nashville district attorney said, I'm dropping charges. It's clear after this video was released that he shouldn't have been arrested in the first place, all that. So he's good. He hasn't said anything. But I'm glad that the video came out because I was like, is Chris Young kind of a jerk?
Right. We kind of jumped to conclusions, didn't we?
We did. I can admit that. So anyways, you can see the video, all that. B105country.com. Tim McGraw, his family. Well, it's no surprise his family is talented because obviously he's married to Faith Hill. Well, one of his daughters always...
Look at all the good genes, you know?
Yeah. So his youngest daughter, Audrey, she always covers classic country songs. And they're all really, really good. Well, she just covered Stand By Your Man, which is an iconic song. Mm-hmm. And Tim was like so blown away by it that he shared a reaction video. He said, our girls are so talented. They sing great. Audrey is just so special. And she's a great songwriter as well. So maybe we'll be seeing her, you know.
Audrey McGraw. Music.
Audrey McGraw. She's only 22. She is really good. She's really good.
Check it out.
But we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. It's kind of like, you know, there's this big conversation in Hollywood right now. Nepo baby. Are you a Nepo baby? Because all these stars that have famous parents are famous. But it's like, if they're talented, they're talented. Who cares?
What kind of baby?
A Nepo baby, like a nepotism baby.
Man, they come up with the weirdest phrases
I
now.
I know, they really do. Anyways, last but not least, have to talk about this. So you obviously remember the show Nashville. It was a huge show. Huge, huge show. I watched it at the time, and then
I circled back. First on ABC, then I went to CMT, didn't it?
Yeah, I circled back to watch it again recently, and I was like, this is kind of bad. It's not bad. It just jumps the shark after a few seasons. Well, Hayden Panettiere, she just did a new interview, and she said that the show is traumatizing, and she said she can't even look back on it because they were taking things that were happening in her real life and creating like this drama for her character. So the whole reason she's doing this interview, she's going on a 3-city tour so she can do Q&As or whatever. Yeah. But I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
So you can read more about that. It was a very extra show and she was very traumatized.
Chris Jansen, good vibes. B105, it is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, 7:54. And today, going to be warm. Going to be 37 degrees or so. And even all the way through the entire forecast, we're looking at
I know. It's nice to freezing. Look at the forecast and not be scared or concerned.
Okay. I didn't know that happened normally, but...
Yes, you do.
Well, you know, there's really no winter weather. It's just nuts. It's crazy.
I know. So weird.
My daughter has ski club, and it's like, how's that going to be able to last?
Right.
You know, it's crazy out there. All right. Well, anyway, we'll have that for you. We'll look at your weather forecast and more fun coming on the way with B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren, and we've got some angel here. Lauren said we got a fun story today, so I'm excited about this.
I'm obsessed with this. So a warehouse worker has quit his job. Let's see where this happened is Bedfordshire, England. He was working in a warehouse, but he also is known for entertaining his friends with his Elvis impersonations. So once recently they filmed him doing one of these, sent it into a showbiz agent, and now he makes $500 a night as an Elvis tribute act.
There's still a demand for that, apparently.
There is, especially with the Elvis movie that came out a few years ago.
I suppose there's probably resurgence. A bunch of Elvis guys are like, now I got it back.
Yeah, so he worked in a warehouse for 15 years. It's grueling work, though. One time he was just singing in his kitchen, making a cup of tea. His friends and his wife recorded him, put it on Facebook, sent it to a talent agency. And now he makes $500 a night.
Is he any good?
I don't know. I have to listen to the video. Okay. I'm just taking their word for it because, I mean, if he's making $500 a night, he's probably not bad.
Well, I would imagine.
That's good. Those are some good friends. His name's Danny Turney, by the way. He does look like
Danny
Elvis, but he looks like Elvis at a certain stage in Elvis's life.
How do you spell his last name?
T-U-R-N-E-Y.
Danny Turney, Elvis. I'm looking it up. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's like 70s Elvis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Well, good for him. We'll have to check that out. See if I can find a video here. Well, he does have kind of... Yeah, it's the point of... You know, it's kind of sad when you're like, okay, you look like Elvis, but all of a sudden it was like worst period of time.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like, he's not like the Elvis.
The young Elvis, not like Austin Butler was.